in the parashas in Shlach in the Mechet HaMeraglim, you have one of the two chatoyim that were the main chatoyim of Klal Yisrael, the Chet HaMeraglim and Chet HaEgel. In both of them were pegamim in order to stand above all the other nesoynes, a couple together with the other nesoynes, but these stand as each one in its own right as a separate inyan. And understanding the chiluk between the chet, between the chatoyim, is important, and also understanding the tikkun, the malchut tikkun of each one was different. The most beilut of the places is that we find in the chet ha'egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megala seder of tefillah of shloshes emidus and Hashem Hashem kerachem v'chanun, whereas in by the Chet HaMeraglim, it starts with Hashem Erech HaPayim, doesn't have Kel Rachum V'Chanun. So, and these are 3 meters, you know, these are 9 meters, these are 13 meters, a difference between the Mahalach of Tikkun, between the two of them. And it's important to understand the difference between those in Yanim. I mean, the Zohar speaks about it, but Darkin Zohar and Rum Shloilom, where Faket, it's Ke'ilu, the Chet HaMeraglim was a weaker chet, so it didn't need so much kapara. Different mahalchim in understanding the difference between the two. But depending, one of the difference that's boiled between the two is the difference between the 9 meters and the 4 meters and 13 meters. In the slichas that we say, we make use of both of them. We say psukim from this and psukim from this. By states that both of them, each one carries a separate element of a kapara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a separate type of chet and a separate type of kapara. Another difference is in the haftacha Vayem Hashem Solachi Hidvarecha, and the over here also by the chet ha'egel there is a Solachti B'Kidvarecha, whereas over here there's an added pasuk Vayem Hashem Solachi Hidvarecha V'ulam Chai Oni V'Yimolei Chved Hashem Et Kol Haaretz. There's kilu haftacha or a zelum asel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Chai Oni V'Yimolei Chved Hashem Et Kol Haaretz. A very powerful pasuk. You don't have that by the Chet HaMeraglim. Also in the Selicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Chet HaEgel, he speaks about them that, you know, that Mitzrayim will say that B'Roi Tziyam and so on, which over here in the Chu it's also similar. But the one difference is in Shlach, he says, Va'ato yigdana koyach Hashem kasha dibat alemor. There's, over here there's an increase, kavi yochol, yigdana koyach Hashem, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechap and soleach. Also interesting that the Shem over here is written Aleph Dalad Nun, which is very rare in Torah Yonim. Va'ato yigdana koyach Hashem is written Aleph Dalad. The Reishim L'Doiris left from the Chet HaMeraglim is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which means the beginning of Golos. The Malach of Golos is Sai Chet HaEgel, and it's Chet HaMeraglim, Sai L'Doiris. And also in the Midbar, the Pshat is there was a Mahalach of Golos that he told them that for 40 years they would now wander the Midbar, Bamidbar Zayipa Pigrechem, and so on. It was a mahalach of galus coming from both of them. There's a chazal that says, it's a medrash lekach toiv, that says that b'shor she'yisrael choytem l'fanecha v'ato soleach lehem meloi kvoid Hashem es haaretz. In other words, it says when Klal Yisrael goes between the goyim, it says over there, and they choytem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they think that nidon l'kloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu soleach lehem, there's an element of kvoid Shemayim. So l'chura, it's kilu meramiz that the Mahalach of Golos on Klal Yisrael, there's a Gilu Kvayt Shemayim Bein Amim. The Gilu Kvayt Shemayim Bein Amim that happens is specifically over here from the fact that they go on Golos because of the Chatoim and the Chur the Oimed for Kloya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saleach Lem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kvayt is Mezgala Bein Amim. So the Chur the Golos that happened in Tisha B'Av night is a Hemshech of this Mahalach over here. So I'd like to understand that specific L'chura tzakeh, L'chura, another person sins and he doesn't get punished for it. There's this inyev chil Hashem. So where's the kvayt shemayin that's miskal over here? Okay, so let's be misbrain a little bit and understand the sherish in inyanim. In Yonim of Emuna, there are two phrases, there are two in Yonim that seem to tie together. There's Emuna and Bitochen. Emuna and Bitochen go together, and L'chur are just two expressions of the same Sheirish. If we say a person is not Pateach, he's not a Maimon, but it's not true. It's lav dafka. We understand the koichas hanefesh. There are a lot of people that are maminim, but are not beitchim. Where is the hevdel between emuna and bitochen? The whole mitzvah of bitochen is an expression of what? What is the expression of bitochen in the mitzvahs in the inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, in the inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the kav yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kodei v'atzmai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yochel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kadman chol nivrayim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu levada is a bal koyach, and so on. In that inyan, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'koyach to do something, that's called emuna. Emuna means that you maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like if a person is a ne'eman. So the person is, it means that it's a koach in the person that if he promises something, he comes across with it. That's the koach of emuna. So at how much a person is semech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'yicholus to do something. There's a second nekuda, and this is a much subtler and harder nekuda to be aiming on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah has to learn on somebody. For instance, let's say I promise somebody I'll give him $100. So if I'm an ish ne'emon, then I'll do it. You know, when I promise, that's when it will happen, and I'll give him the money. Let's say the person that I promised the money to became a shaita. He was nishtata. I take a look at him. I you know, the time comes, I'm supposed to give him the money. The person is a chasadas. The person is not, it became a shaita. I can't give him the money because he'll lose it. So I don't give it to him. Until he becomes better. So here the pshat is, the person, it's not a chesed and a monis of the person that's supposed to do it. The chesaron is mitzad mekabel. Mekabel can't receive it. I promised somebody I would take him on a trip. And a person promises his child to take him on a trip. And he keeps his word and never promises. But the child can't have pneumonia. So it's not the pshat that it's, and I don't take him. It's not the pshat that it's a chesaron mitzad nemonis. But the person can trust me. So if I promise the child I'll take him on a trip, the child can trust the parent if he's a neman that he'll keep his word. But the child can't say he's sure that he's going to go on the trip, because mechatesa, he's going to be holding by it in when the time will come. He might be sick, he might not be well, he might have something that's very important, a very important test, and to take him on a trip now would be ruining his whatever it is. Those are all in Yonim that mitzad mashpia, there was a mokim to be mashpia. Mitzad mekabel, there is no mokim to mekabel. So wherever you have a chalukah of a mashpia and a mekabel, then emuna is mitzad the giver. Mitzad mashpia is, will he be b'cholas? Will he be ne'emon? Will he want to keep it? Will he have negias? And then there's a second half, that's mitzad mekabel. So klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand that there's a mahalach of that a maimin, somebody who's not a maimin, doesn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the koyach. Mitzad the person who is believes that a different koyach is involved, and over avodah zarah, b'chulu, all those are in yonim that are pagim in emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitochen starts a little bit differently. Bitochen is like this: in as much as a person, a mashal, person is not b'teach that he's going to be healthy tomorrow. So it could be because he's lacking in emuna. He's lacking in emuna. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the mechaye and mechayim of the bria. and b'meila, that's where he's lacking. There's a second inyan where a person feels in two shades. First of all, there is a tchum in the bria that a Kadosh Baruch Hu left over to Adam, and the area of tzinim u'pachim l'mashal, where exactly like we learned in Tosfos, tzinim u'pachim we say is b'dei Adam, HaKadosh Shemayim chutz mitzinim u'pachim. So b'meila be'etzim mitzat tzinim u'pachim, if a person is not nizher, if a person goes out when it's cold. And so if he's a peshea, if he's a peshea and ma'abrat miladas, then definitely the person can kill himself. A person has the ability to kill himself. But unless the person has to go out for bar mitzvah, whatever it is. So a person can say, I really don't know what's going to happen because it's a makom sakana, and this chelik of the bria was given over to Adam. Mitzad the mekablim, this chelik HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kept out, and it's totally in Adam. So, and it's right. The same thing is true, even more subtle. And we'll see about Shem Yigam Achet. But meanwhile, the Mahalchim of Ishtadlus are those areas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Masa the Adam. And the Hanhaga that we see in the world is that Hanhaga of Masa the Adam. The way in which so the Gemara says of the Taisus brings down the Gemara where he asked him for a bracha, and he told him Rachmana l'shivzivcha mi shrava or mi tzinsa, whatever the Gemara there, tzinsa, he told him to wear next to coat and shrava. He told him that's a good bracha. So Taisus says, how's it shaykh? So Taisus answers, because HaKadosh Baruch can be goyim that he has a house, yes, where there's shade and sail and so on and so forth. So that means like this, that on that tchum where it's telling in the mushpa, then certainly it's up to the Adam, and certainly there's a lack. The mahalach on the surface of it is telling the Adam, but even in that mahalach, there's a deeper mahalach where seif kol seif HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzain is totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzain is megal itself within that mahalach. It's a deeper mahalach in b'dei Adam. A person makes his shtadlus. The maisim that we have in bitachon are maisim that are all derech hatevedik, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga worked itself in derech hateva. And in some ways, it's a much harder nekuda to be omed on, because on the one hand, it's the area of where it says vasaftas ganecha. It's the area where a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a mahalach of teva and mekablim. And it's totally the tzinim u'pachim is telling the Adam, and b'chol zeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the eichatimtza how to be megal himself within that mahalach of levushim. That is the mitzias of that's the mitzias of these mahalachim. So you have emuna is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia. Is he a bal yecholos or not? What is he doing? And then there's a second shaila: Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu go into those areas that are totally bidei Adam lehedya or not? A deeper nekuda we said is Shema Yigam Achet. Well, let's first explain about the chiyuv bitachon itself. The Gemara says, it's a medrash in Tehillim. It says, "Rabbi machoivim l'rasha." A rasha has a lot of tzaris, but b'teach b'Hashem chesed tzeivenu. But a person's b'teach in Hashem chesed tzeivenu. So Chazal say, "Afilu rasha hu u'b'teach b'Hashem chesed tzeivenu." Now the pasuk reads as one: "Rabbi machoivim l'rasha." A rasha mitzad is rishis, has a lot of machoivim. So the mitzias of a person who is so Chazal say even if he's a Russia, he's still if he's b'teach Hashem, it's chesed zevena. So what's the pshat? It's foolhardiness. The person himself is a Russia. He does call davasa. And because the person is b'teach Hashem, that things will be good. I mean, mechateise. The Chavis Alvavis says, when he speaks about Bitochen, he says that the mid of absolute Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu without Ishtadlus is only Reyev for Tzadikim Gemurim. It's not Reyev for someone else. The Parashat, we saw the Ramban once or twice, also we saw where the Ramban speaks about as a Mahalach Mala Reyev for Beis Hashem, Chulu. But here it's Mashma Fakir. Here Chazal it's Mashma that for Beteach Hashem Afilu Roshu, Beteach Hashem Chesed Soivena. Mechetaisim. The Teretz is, it's a darga in a munah where a person there has that maisi ha'odam are soif also with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not talking about, I mean, somebody who's foolhardy, somebody who is reckless, and he says, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it, that's not bitachon. Bitochen means where the person that has a muna all the way that maisa odom won't get him any place. If a person, imagine, let's take an example. A person goes out to steal money because he has a yitzhar for money, he has a chamda for money. And as he's stealing it, he has a sinking feeling. He knows that he'll never get to use the money because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let a person use things that were ill-gotten. Somebody once told me, a chav of mine, there was a certain type of money he didn't want to use, a certain type of income that he felt wasn't right. And he took it because, whatever reasons, I was in a spot to take it. And he told me afterwards, believe me, that I wasn't nana for one proof of it, because somehow, month after month, I always had an extraordinary expense that wiped out that extra income that I felt wasn't right to take. So imagine the person is doing it. So the person is megala an emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a makom that l'chura is furthest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in a kli kibul of a chayta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also mashpia. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself bar kochach of the chayta, even in such a makom. That mahalach is the mahalach of bitachon. So it's not the pshat. Bitochen not in the sense of recklessness. It's the pshat that the other of it. There's a certain gili, the person who's nispata to an avera, but in his mind he knows that averas don't get any place because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets his way in the end. That is that mahalach of Vavateach Hashem Chesed Zayven. So you have emuna, which is emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have bitochen, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be megala himself and firais his rotzen wherever it is, no matter how low down it is, and no matter how shuffled the makom is. And the ultimate in that is chayt. So the Rosh was b'teach b'Hashem, meaning that he sits and knows that no matter what he's done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get his way in the end, that by him there's also chal this mahalach of Chesed Seivenu, because the person understands he's surrounded by Chesed Hashem. It's a tremendous amkus mitzad chayte, because every chet carries itself. I'm doing what I want to do because that's what I feel like doing, and in every chet there's an akuda of keilu kfir, rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afkar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the beitech Hashem is be'etzem. He gets no time out of that vera because he has that in this mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also go where he wants him to go. There's a medrash, a psikter of Kahana, a very sharp lashon which the Ilmali Chazal would tell us we couldn't possibly say it, but it goes on an Indian that's Omid Rumish Olam Bat Yaakov Avinu. It says, Melamed Shehera Kadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Sora Shel Bavul Oila VeYored Shel Madai Oila VeYored VeShel Yavon Oila VeYored. On the Sulam that Yaakov Avinu saw in his Cholam, he saw the Malachim Olam Yordan. That's the Sora Shel Madai and the Sor and the Sar Shel Yavon and so on. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Kadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Af Ato Oila, go up. Ba Oisa Shon Nesiyor Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu became scared. V'amei said, Shema Chas V'Sholom K'Shem Shele Eilu Yerida Af Liken. Maybe just like these Malachim, these Sarim go down, I'm also going to go up for a while and come down again. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu ve'ata al tira. You shouldn't be scared. Im ata oyle ein lecha yirida lamas. If you will go up, then you will not have yirida lamas. Veloy hemin veloy ola. And he wasn't maimin, and he wasn't, and he didn't go up. Also, Moshe, only Chazal could be megalit. Omar Rabbi Rachya v'Rab Chelba b'shem Rab Shimon b'yachoy. Rab Meir ha'yadirish. The whole, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. It's in Perek Ayin Ches where the Perek goes through all the Nisan and Flos HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim, and then it says Bechol Zois Chotu Oid V'Leheminu B'Nifloisav. They still sinned and they didn't believe in his Niflois. Ze Avinu Yaakov Shaleihemin V'Leolam Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehemanto V'Lisa Oid Leyuradita Ve'achshav Lehemanto V'Lisa Asidin B'Nechshu Meshtav Medalv Malchis. So Chazal are Oymir here on a Deva Oyim V'Noyer. The Leshem speaks about it by Richus. Yaakov Avinu was, I mean, he teaches the Pasuk from the Chaim, B'chol Zeis Chotu Oyid V'Leyaminu B'Nefloisav. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they were Chotu Oyid. Since they were over, they said, we can't rely on those Neflos because we were Chaitim. The Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk is they were chayte in the fact they didn't believe in his neflos. The Lashem teaches it because they knew they would be chayte, they didn't believe in his neflos. So Chazal tell us that Yaakov, the pagam in Yaakov Avinu, why Yaakov Avinu's mahalach wasn't shalom, was because he didn't believe that there could be a matziv that even after chet they wouldn't be yoyrit. In other words, to understand that they'd be oila and never be yerid again, that Yaakov Avinu was lacking in that emuna, and on that the pasuk says v'loy hemin b'nefloisa. The ultimate nehemin b'nefloisa is the understanding that wherever a person is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from there. It also speaks about darichus because it's a big machum toss. On the one hand, yiras chait is supposed to be awesome. A person is supposed to understand the chisaron and the avada in chait, and meidach gisa, the person is supposed to understand that wherever he is, then there's a mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take him back. It's not only, I mean, the person in Torah Shabbat Peh is considered the biggest kaifas acher. The kfira was not only that the beginning of mahalach where he had his kashas and his stiras. It's when he heard a basko of Shuvu Banim Chutz Me'acha that he didn't hear past it, that in that mahalach of Shuvu Banim Chutz Me'acha there's also a makom for Acher also. So in the Shema Yigrei Machet, it's a tviya on Anashim G'daylim. So a person that doesn't have that Eimon Pachat because he doesn't have the year of Chet, he's stam a grabbing. But the person who has the Yiras HaChet and that a person is supposed to have, understanding what Chet is, and yet the person understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, even such a Kli, be Mashpia, is lacking that Mahalach. So the Yaakov Avinu's Begam, like it says, HaYiras HaMiYigrem HaChet, like as I'll say, was a Tvi on Yaakov. Yaakov should have understood that there's a makom where the chet can't be goyim either. And that's why it says, that was the sheirish where Klal Yisrael couldn't get a tefis in Eretz Yisrael l'oilam, because if they had that chet destroyed Klal Yisrael, then it did in fact, and they went into Golas. So you have the emunah and bitachon, and the two chatoyim, the chet ha'egel was a chet in emunah. Chet Ha'egel was a pgam of Avodah Zarah. It was a pgam where they were oymed in the Sheirish. They were toya. They thought there's another koyach. However, we understand those in Yanim, but it's a remez of Avodah Zarah. So there's a shemitz of Avodah Zarah and a kfirim beikra over there. In Parsha Shlach, the pshat was. It wasn't a pgiya anymore in emuna. It was a pgiya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being able to shtel avek Klal Yisrael what it should be. In other words, in the lashon of what the Umas would say in Mitzrayim, in by Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kiburoi Tziyam, Tziyonu Meretz Mitzrayim, the Tviya was, people would say if HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, then there was a pogrom in the Etzem Yitzia. In other words, the pogrom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not carrying Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael is because there was Ra in the Etzem Yitzor from Mitzrayim. The Shirish was pogrom. The Kaviyochel, the Kavana wasn't Beseder. In by the Chet HaMeraglim, it says Kibilti Yecholes Hashem Lavianu. It's the Shemesh was good, but it stretches only up to a certain point. It can't go into Canaan for whatever reasons. In Yeshiva Arts, there's a Mokaim Kaviyochel where Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha doesn't go. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha is perfect where it starts from. It radiates Torah from the Shemesh, and it goes up to a certain point and stops. Like a person has a lamp that doesn't reach another point. It could be because the lamp is broken, it's not strong, or could be because that point is closed and light can't go in. So Bilti Yecholes Lavi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he pushed and he brought us out, but he couldn't make that final push into the Mahalchim of Metzias of Teva, in the Mahalchim of Eretz Yisrael, which is a Mokam of Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make that final push. That was the difference between the two mahalchim of the mahalach of the pgam of the chil Hashem that would come out from Chet HaEgel to be a clear Klal Yisrael, and the chil Hashem that would come out from the Chet HaMeraglim. The difference in Yud Gimel Midas, the Levi says a murder kavak. The midas that are missing are rachum v'chanun. Hashem Hashem ki rachum v'chanun. And it starts with Erech HaPayim. Rachum and Chanun are, let's take Rachum, which is the primary midah. The midah of Rachum is a midah that shtols of tzut to the other person. In other words, when a person has Rachmanis on someone else, it's because I shtols of tzut to the other person. I feel the other person. I live his pain, so to speak. That's a midah of Rachum. The midah of Chesed and the midah of Erech HaPayim are midahs of goodness. Knows the world should be run with a midah of Teiva, and I'm being made to Vakal. That's if the person has an inborn midah where he wants to do things for people. He never saw the person that he's being made to. But it's a tefisa of a Teiva. In a certain sense, it's a higher dagger. In a certain sense, the midah of Rachum requires shtol d'chutu to another person. To be merachem on somebody means I have to put myself in the other person's shoes and connect with the other person at some level. The chet of meraglim was a certain hafkar on that malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was an emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can shtol zichtzu to someone not deserving. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be chal on those mokom of where Teva is chal, where the oilam of Teva and Ra and Schar and Oynish is chal, that was lacking. So that's what the Chazal say in the Medrash, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Klal Yisrael on the Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered becomes Nofut Bein Amim, because the Ra that the Amim have, the hester that the Amim have is because they ultimately don't deher themselves a kli kibul for hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They deher themselves as being menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of a chayta has two issues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the chelik of taiva, where the person says, I want to do this, I have a tremendous chayta to do this, and I can't stop myself. That's the first. The second akuda, the person says, what am I, Amalei Rashi, Malach HaLesapor Chukai. I mean, what do I don't have a business learning and davening when I'm doing this and this and this and this Aveira. So the second part that comes after every Aveira is a certain kfira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still have a shaykhus to the person where he is. If I did this and this wrong, how can I sit and learn now? So that's it. So the person is mafkia himself from Aveda, because he also doesn't dehead that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come through where he's holding now. Umas Ha'olam, as Umas Ha'olam, there's two mahalchim. First of all, they want to do, this one wants to do Le'Tirtzach, this one wants to do Le'Tignoiv, this one wants to do Le'Tinaf. Each one has his own Aveira, Mikoyach, Taiva, and Atiyah. And B'Mele, they're not Mikabel the rest of the Torah either. B'Mele, the Pshat is, we're not partners. There's in Umas Ha'olam have Sarim instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's it. They live with a certain level of Hashkacha that excludes HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Metzias, the daily Metzias. When they see that Klal Yisrael is Nizgala Beino Umas, and that because they were Chayta, and they see that within the Mahalach of Chet, of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through, it's a gilu that even Chet itself can't be master a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no hiding place in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the Olam of Chet. Even the Acher can't say at a certain point that, listen, it was maybe my fault, but where I'm now, there's no Mokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. And that Gilui of Kod Shemayim, Klal Yisrael going into Golos specifically spelled it out, because the going into Golos is where the Chet put them in the same position as Umas Ha'olam. They're meruchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, menudah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where they are. Like it says in Chukosai, maybe you'll say, since your rabbi is Avodah Zarah, I should also be Avodah Zarah, because I'm shayach to Metzias of Avodah Zarah. And over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu soleach ha-meichel and brings him back. It says, the Gemara Menachos says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, that Rav Ashi says, b'sfarim diyukna, I found, afkana matzasi, I found this farm that I'm a duyuk, that the ches, the roof of the ches sharpens on the top. It goes up with a little, with like an upside down V. Leimar, chai hu b'rumei shel oylam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives b'rumei shel oylam. In other words, in as much as Ches is meramed on Chiyus, then there's a certain element of it being above the world. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kill lemaila from the world, and over here, so in the Chet of Miraglim, there was the Mahalach of the Gam and the Chet. They said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaykh l'ruma shel olam, and he's not shaykh to here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'ata yigdal no koyach Hashem. The Shem of Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun, written, as opposed to Yudke Vovke is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the Sheirish, mitzad the ultimate, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is, that's Miusek HaVyochol. It's the deepest deher we have in Sheirish of Alikus. That's the Shem Avaya. And that belongs to, that is kilu the sheirish. Aleph Dalet Nun, the way it's written, if it's written like that, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Adoin Kol Aretz. It's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's miramez to the lowest hashkacha, to the hashkacha that's most involved in this world. That's the shame Adlus is miramez to the Midah Malchus. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this world at its lowest level, that there is nothing that excludes HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this world. That no matter how much misterim a person puts up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. So when he finished that, he said, V'ulam chai oni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm a chai in the sense that is chai b'rumei shel olam. But v'yimolei kved Hashem es kol ha'aretz. That they will see that kved Hashem is v'yimolei kol ha'aretz. The pagan that they did was, they said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chai b'rumei shel olam, and that's it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, v'ulam, he said, chai oni v'yimolei chved Hashem es kol ha'aretz. The Zinyanim, as they relate to Dora Midburn and the chet egel and the chet of the der of the meraglim. Those are in yana the imbevunu shalaylam, the shrashim of Klal Yisrael. But l'didenu, it's nageya. First of all, understanding the midas bitachon. The midas bitachon is another facet of emunah, and it's wrong when you hit somebody over the head and you say, do you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then how could it be that you won't do this? If you don't believe, and if you don't believe this is going to happen, you don't really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not true. Emunah is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad atzmoy, and the half of that is kfirah, the desire, and so on. That's one half of it. And people, Klal Yisrael has boyfriend TV, emunah, in the Sheirah Shein that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yochel and so on and so forth. Midas Bitochen has to wrestle with those areas that a person understands there's another Mahalach. The Ikar Mahalach of Binyan Olam Hazeh is Vasachas Ganecha. The Ikar Mahalach of this world is that a Rosh is Meis Berishay and a Tzadik is Chai B'Munaseh. Those are the real Mahalach in the world. A Chas V'Shalom, a person who comes along and lightly just brushes it off, and he translates laziness as bitachon, and apathy towards averus as bitachon, then that person is taka rasha. That person is taka b'yadayim, being menatik himself on Kadosh Baruch Hu. But for the person who is oisek in ishtadlus, and understand that after the person has done all his hechatimtzis v'tzirim v'pachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will still be goyim this way or that way. That Hashkach can work around it, like I said. So the person understands, I'm doing it because that's the Mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Adam to do. But the Cholzais HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of it is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, not what I did. I did because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to do. But the end of it, and that's why Bitochen is expressed a lot of times. People make a mistake when they learn it up in Musa's firm. In the Chavis Avav, it speaks about how wonderful a Baal Bitochen, he sleeps at night and his digestion is fine and nothing, he's not under nervous tension and he's fine, he's relaxed. I mean, that's true if you believe you end up like that. That's not a reason to be a Boteach. I mean, if you don't believe, then, I mean, just tell me that if you're Boteach, you'll be relaxed, it's not a reason to be a Boteach. What he's saying is, Midas HaBitochen doesn't preclude, it doesn't show itself in the Ishtadlus. The person is, unless the person is an extraordinary madrega, in Bitochen, the person's hishtadlus is a hishtadlus of derech olam, what's normal. But the outcome of it, the person is Boteach Bashem. Where we see the difference in the Boteach and the person who's not a Baal Bitochen is not in the level of hishtadlus necessarily. In the normal hishtadlus olam, the difference lies in afterwards. The one who's not a Baal Bitochen, he's not at ease, because maybe this, maybe that. The one who's a Baal Bitochen said, "Asisi kichol ha'shetzivisa, ashtiv ma'in kachecha." I did what I should have done. I was yitzim my chayv. This is it. And vayta, it's that's b'dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the deeper area, in the olam of averus and chatoyim and the mokum with its chir and aveda, which is the etzim that mahalach of Maisei Adam, over there it's harder. So on the one hand, a person has to understand the girdle of chet and how much it's pagim and how much it's master person Kadosh Baruch Hu, and with the full awareness and the full kavod rosh. But every time a person does an avera, every time a person does something wrong, a person has to understand that if he continues vaita to do right, with the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of taking the good out of the bad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of guiding a person, there is no way a person, there's no makom in the world and no makom in the Nefesh Adam where a person can exclude HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the person over there is creating a Kiddush Hashem. The person over there is V'ato Yigdal No Koyach Hashem Koyach Abnus Dafker. The one place a person can't be magdal koyach of yudkei vavkei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havaya is completely independent of Maisa Adam, and there is no makom over there for a person to affect it. It's only Shaykh Mekhel Hashem that the goyim will say this and that, but there is no gdula. If a person goes all the way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichon and Soleach, and it's totally with the person's Akshonis, if the person says, despite how many Machoivim the Rasha has, he's still a Boteach Hashem, then it's Chesed Seivenu. It's the one Mahalach Bavoida where a person Kaviyochol can be increased to Ha'arav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If despite the fact that the person is trapped in whatever he's trapped in, the person keeps going weiter, that's where a person can be Makoyach Hashem, and that's where he becomes a Shutev in the Ulam Chayani Okved Hashem Mola Aretz.
Maybe it's a